It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. It is Sfira, so we don't have music playing, but we're still so excited and counting down to the beginning of Shabbos after a long Yontif, hoping and wishing everyone had a beautiful Yontif. We're finally back to welcome Shabbos without Yontif, and to turn Friday from Chol HaMoed or Erev Yontif, a simple Vachadik, a regular weekday Friday, to turn it from a Friday into an Erev Shabbos. I want to thank our generous sponsors for the year. Dear friends, Mendy Tzipora Fishman, it's Chos V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Freidel, in memory of Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh, it's time to turn Friday into Shabbos. I want to share with you a thought this week, something that we say each and every Shabbos, and something which particularly we inserted into our davening this past Yontif, and we should understand what it means, because it can transform our attitude and our relationship with this wonderful, beautiful day we count down towards. And I want to share with you, and I want to read to you from the Medrash, the Sefer Ein Yaakov, on the Gemara Brachos Daf Nun Ches. The Ein Yaakov there writes the following: His yachasus betfila el Shabbos, he behosafas mila achas. Our relationship to the davening of Shabbos is by the addition of one word. Shabbos comes, and of course our Shabbos davening is different. All week long, our amida is 19 brachos, 3 of praise in the beginning, and the 3 of gratitude at the end. Those 6 remain the same, but instead of inserting 13 in the middle, 13 requests, 13 supplications, 13 expressions that something's missing in my life. I need, I lack, I want, I'm incomplete. So Hashem, give me wisdom and give me health and give me livelihood, give me justice and give me redemption. And all the 13 bakashas, the 13 blessings of requests in the middle, when Shabbos comes, those 13 are replaced with one. Mikadesh HaShabbos. I'm not incomplete and I don't lack and I don't want. Shabbos comes and I'm whole and I'm full and I'm complete. That doesn't mean my challenges and my troubles aren't there and aren't real. They are, and they're waiting for me after Havdalah. They will return, but it means 24 hours I have a reprieve. For 24 hours I take a break. For 24 hours I let myself feel whole and complete and happy. We replace the 13 with 1, which brings us to a total instead of 19 of 7. 7 is a whole number, 7 of the days of the week, 7 of the days of creation, 7 is the natural world. On Shabbos, we are complete and we are whole, a total of 7 brachos. So the davening of Shabbos is totally different, totally different. The beginning and the end are the same, but that middle, the core, the central part where we stand before Hashem is not to submit and surrender because of all the things we need, but to tell Him, today I'm here, I don't need anything. I want to spend time because I just want you to know how complete I feel with you in my life. But there's a word that we add into our davening of Shabbos, and it's particularly noteworthy and poignant. It stands out on Yontif. When we make a Yontif Kiddush and a Yontif davening, we add the word bi'ahava. Hashem gave us Shabbos bi'ahava. We use the word with love. And writes the Ein Yaakov, ki Shabbos man ahava, b'eini uvein b'nei Yisrael osi li olam. Shabbos is a time of love, of love, of affection, of connection. Then Yaakov then quotes from the Yalkut Shimoni, who says, the Medrash tells us that the closeness and the connection, the longing and the love, the romance and the energy that awakens on Shabbos between us and our Father in Heaven is like a melech umatrona sheyoshven mesichin ze imzeh. Imagine the king and the queen, they're talking to one another. The king and the queen are stealing some time. They're confiding, they're sharing, they're in a rendezvous together. Mishabo machnis rosha beineyem. Imagine the king and the queen find a corner. The king and the queen close the door and enjoy their company of one another. They're talking and they're sharing and they're confiding. And somebody walks in and someone inserts themselves and someone interrupts and someone becomes a third party. Chayav Misa! Such an individual, it's a capital crime. They should be put to death. There's an affectionate moment. There's an intimate moment. There's a moment of rendezvous. It's private between these two. Who are you, an outsider, a third party? Don't insert yourself. Don't intervene. Don't be where you don't belong. You're chayav misa. Says the Medrash, kach haShabbos yi'os bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu ben Yisrael. Shabbos is that sign, that symbol. It is the time. It's the rendezvous point. It's the intimate moment. It's the affectionate opportunity between us and Hashem. Shneemar, beini uvein bnei Yisrael, osi li olam. We say it in our davening and our kiddush. It is the os. It is the sign. It is the symbol. It is the point, and it is the point of time that is beini uvein bnei Yisrael. This is between us and Hashem. This is private time. This is without the distraction of the world and without competing for our attention of the world, just to be together. It's special between us and Hashem. There's a deep and a profound love and a connection, and others are not meant to come. So the word that we use on Shabbos is bi'ahava. Hashem gave us Shabbos. What an expression of love. He gave it to us bi'ahava. Not only bi'ahava, we use a second word, particularly on Yontif. We ask Hashem v'hanchileinu, we tell Hashem that you have given us an inheritance of Shabbos. And what is Shabbos? Bi'ahava uv'ratzon. With love, uv'ratzon, with favor. Now in Yontif we say b'simcha u'b'sason. Just this past Yontif, somebody asked me this. Why isn't Yontif bi'ahava uv'ratzon? Why is Yontif simcha u'b'sason, happiness and joy? And when Yontif coincides with Shabbos, Shabbos is ahava uv'ratzon. Shabbos is with love and with favor. Why only on Shabbos do we add this idea? So it comes down to the following. Shabbos was a gift from Hashem. And you look around the world today and you see the people who are overworked and tired, who are addicted to technology and can't break free, the people with to-do lists that they can't settle down. And we realize what a gift we have, that without having to invoke our own autonomy or make the choice, when one feels they live a life in which they submit to Hashem and his expectation of us is Shabbos. So Shabbos is a gift that we have. It liberates us. It frees us. We continue Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's one of the two themes of Shabbos. It makes us free. Free to not have to work and free to not have to go and free to not have to do and free to not have to check in on technology. And when did we get Shabbos? Shem, God created the world in 6 days and then he fixed in time and in space, he gave us the gift of Shabbos. It's not up to us. We don't control or manipulate the calendar. We don't accept Shabbos. Shabbos was instituted. Shabbos was ingrained. Shabbos was designed into the calendar, into the weekday. After 6 days comes Shabbos. Like it or not, ready or not, here it comes. Yontif is different. Yontif, the rabbinical courts, were given the power to sanctify the new moon, to control and manipulate the calendar, determine when Yontif comes. So Yontif is b'simcha u'b'sason. Yontif, we chose, not Hashem. It's not a gift from above, but rather it's our own effort and act. So the bracha, the hope, the wishes, he gave us this Yontif. Whenever we choose to make it fall, we should feel simcha and sason. But let's come back to Shabbos, because Yontif is behind us. Shabbos is bi'ahava. The Gemara Shabbos Davyu tells us, Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I have a matana, I have a precious gift for you, I have a precious gift for you in my storehouse, and its name is Shabbos, and I want to give it to you. I've held it for you. I'm not giving it, I'm not sharing it, it's not designated for others. It's for you. While the rest of the world is scrambling, the rest of the world is scattered, and the rest of the world is fragmented and distracted and trying to figure it all out, I have a prize for you. I have a gift for you. I have something sacred for you. Everyone else will crave and will want, but if they take your gift, they're liable for death. It's for you and you alone, and it's a time that we come close. It will be able to restore your serenity and restore your peace of mind and put a smile on your face. It's designed in your week to force you to rest, to catch up on sleep and learning and reading and singing and storytelling and game playing and time with your family. I have a gift for you and I'm giving it to you bi'ahava. It's with love and it's with affection and it's b'ratzon, it's with favor. Imagine a king who gives a gift to a loyal and distinguished minister, servant, leader, officer to say thank you for all of your work, thank you for what you've done. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbos and he says, I love you and I want to spend time with you. Here's the ticket. I want to spend time with you. So I'm bringing you home. I'm bringing you home from school or from work, from wherever you are. And you can't feel you have to go to work because work's not available to you. I've brought you home. And you can't say, how am I going to pay for it? Because I'm giving it to you as a gift. Bi'ahava u'b'ratzon. This is what I want. And this is an expression of love and an expression of favor. So that's Shabbos. Shabbos is the one bracha. We're whole, we're complete, we're not lacking, and we're not wanting. It's one bracha. We replace the 13 needs and requests with the one, I feel whole, I feel complete. And Shabbos, we go into Shabbos, and this Shabbos, after Yontif break, and all the prep, and all the work, and all the shopping, and all the cooking, and all the drusha writing, and all the hosting, and all the cleaning, we've had a week to generate a joy and an excitement to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Friday is Erev Shabbos, you know, the day before your vacation. There's a lot to do, but there's also an enormous excitement because of the payoff. So you have to pack, and you have to get to the airport, and you have to make it onto your flight, and you have to pay for the vacation. But when you get there, it's well worth it. Friday is that transition. Friday is, you got to pack and you got to shop and you got to clean, you got to set the table. But when you get there, when you get to the candle lighting, when you get to the Kabbalah Shabbos, when you get to the Shabbos table, it's the payday. It's all worth it. And to feel the love, be ahava uveratzon, to sense and to feel and to reciprocate, Hashem, we love you back. This is our moment. Nothing can interrupt. Nobody can interfere. This is Beini Uvein Bnei Yisrael. This is our moment between all of us. Wishing you a beautiful Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, a healthy Shabbos. Wishing you a Shabbos of bracha, Birchas HaChodesh. We're going to bless the new month of Iyar. Iyar stands for Ani Hashem Rofecha. It's a month of healing, and it's a month of recovery. It's a month of restoring. It's a month of elevation. Iyar, Ani Hashem Rofecha. Have a beautiful Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.